family, how you all doing? Once in a while, I want to tell you guys some stories about the past, because I believe, especially for my kids and nieces and nephews, it's always good, you know, to share your experiences in life, because they may learn something from it, you know, so they, you know, don't make those mistakes, because if you don't say anything, they're not going to learn anything. They're going to go and get to those points that we probably could help them with the solution, you know, by sharing. So I want to tell you the story behind this store that I had in, I don't know how many years ago, 40 years ago. Okay, I'm going to tell you the story. I used to have a really good friend, a best friend. I mean, really, really best friend, you know. We shared everything. Back in 72, you know, we worked together at Pick and Save. We used to stock merchandise, you know, take it from the back warehouse and put it in the shelves. And we were the best friends, best, 24 hours, you know, smoking cigarettes, going for drives, and he was a hot rodder, and just drive, go to restaurants, crazy things, you know. And he was a relative of the Shah, so he was very rich. He had a lot of money, and I didn't, you know. But we, chemistry was amazing. And what happened, years later, I was living in, we were living with my family, with Donnie and Erica and Ava. We were living in Avenida Oriente, 1984. And I don't know, you know, my destiny, what the hell it is, that always broke, you know, always broke. Make money, broke. And this friend of mine came to the house and he said, he called me Saeed, you know. He said, Saeed, can we go for a ride? I want to show you something. I said, yeah, let's go, you know. We went down the street, 7609 Ventura Boulevard, a mile down. And he said, look at this property. And the property was the video that you just watched, the Xerox. And I said, oh, wow, nice, you know. And we were young. We were very young. And he said, you know, I like cars. And I'm thinking about buying this property and making it a car detailing shop. I said, looks good to me. You know, you got the cars, you can park in the front. You got about 10, 15 cars. And the back is the office. It's a done deal. You'll be successful because the location is good. You got a big sign. Go for it. He said, really? You think so? I said, yes, go for it. You know, very positive. Just so you guys know, I'm a very positive guy. You know, 1,000% positive. I said, hey, go for it. He said, okay. And this property was a prime location. At that time, many people every day would make offers. The place was for sale for $425,000. And a lot of people, 10, 20 people would make offers, but the offers were around $350,000, $380,000, like that. And that's what my friend made offer, $350, you know, and the guy refused everybody. The guy was an old man. This place was a garage. He was there for 40 years, and now he wanted to retire with his wife. And he wouldn't accept those offers, you know, $350, $360. So about 5 months passed, you know, and I was still broke. And my friend came, I saw we went for a coffee, lunch, or whatever. And I said, hey, what happened to the property? And he said, I changed my mind. I made an offer, he refused, and I'm not gonna buy it. I said, seriously, that was a good idea? It's a good future for you, this location. You can't find locations like this. You know that, you know, why don't you buy it? And he said, no, I changed my mind. And I said, okay. So we finished our meeting and whatever, and another month passed. I saw him again. And I said, hey, what about the land? And he said, no, it's in the past. Don't want it. I said, do you mind if I buy it? And he looked at me like, what the fuck? You don't even have money, you know? And he said, and he looked with that look. You know how it is when you tell somebody something and they make fun of you, like, oh, how are you going to buy it? You know? Like the beach house. Like the beach house. And I said, yeah, you know, I buy it. I said, yeah, go ahead, buy it. How are you going to buy it? I said, I don't know. Go make a buy it, you know, buy it. And he said, yeah, sure, go buy it. I said, are you sure? Because I want our friendship, you know. I don't want anything happen to our friendship. You love this land. And he said, no, I don't care for this land anymore. Go buy it. Go buy it. You know, it was like, yeah, sure, you're going to buy it. You know, like that, right? And I said, okay, you know, I said, okay, man, I'm gonna buy it. So I went there and I made an offer, you know, I was thinking for about 10 days, how the fuck am I gonna buy this? I don't have any money and I want this property. I'll make it a printing shop, and because I already had another printing shop, you know, I wanna make a second one. And I thought about it and I thought about it. I said, ah, okay, that's how am I going to buy it, you know? I wrote an offer for almost $500,000. $500,000. $75,000 more than asking price. The guy was asking $425,000. I made an offer $500,000. So I took it to him and I said, listen, here is my offer, $500,000. I give you $500,000. Why $425,000? You have a beautiful land. And he said, really? Let me see the offer. And the offer said, I give him $2,500 a month. I move in immediately. And it's an option to buy. Option to buy. And after a year, he gets his money. And he talked to his wife and he said, okay. So I gave him $5,000 and he gave me the keys. He gave me the keys. And I went there and I called my friend and I said, listen, I bought it. And he said, you bought what? I said, I bought the property. He said, yeah, sure. I said, come on, I show you. Come on down, I show you. I got the keys. And he came. You should have seen what he went through. I opened the door. There was the car, you know, the mechanic shop. And he saw it. He walked it. And he cannot talk anymore. You know, he could not talk anymore. I swear, this was my best friend. And he's like totally fucked up. And he said, I have to go. you still have to go. I said, well, come on, let's go have lunch, you know. No, no, I have to go. The guy broke up with me as of that day. Never spoke to me again. Never. I call him once every 5-10 years, and he lives in New Jersey now. And he hears my voice, he hangs up the phone. He's still upset, you know. And I can't fucking believe it, you know. He's still upset. I mean, I made it clear with him how everything was, the fucking guy. So anyway, I got the shop now, and I have to clean it up, I have to paint it, and I have to get money because, you know, it takes money. I have to start the business, buy presses, this and that. And Eddie had a printer working for him. His name was Phil. He was like a 21-year-old, just finished army, and he was working for Eddie. And he asked me, you know, can I paint it for you? I said, yeah, sure, come and paint it, you know. So he came that night to paint it. And then I went to see in the morning, 8 o'clock, I went there. He was lying down in the center of the shop with no shirt. He was dead. The guy was dead. Fuck, the guy is dead. I'm calling his name, Phil. Phil is dead. You know, I called the police. The police come, overdose heroin. Yeah. So anyway, they took him away, and I was thinking, like, hey, this is a bad luck. Don't do it. Give it up. And I said, no, I want to do it. Challenge it. I should have given it up immediately, I swear, because that place brought nothing but shit, you know. And I said, no, I do it, you know. So I went to another friend of mine and talked to him. He was an Israeli father of another friend. And we talked about his son, who's a drug addict, and make him a partner in the printing business. Not the land, just the printing business, you know. I thought maybe the kid comes, he brings money, and with the money that he brings, you know, we start the business. And the father really liked me at that time. In the past, he didn't. He wanted to kill me, but he saw I'm a family man, I'm a sponsor, you know, responsible. He said, teach my son, you know. So I said, okay. So we went to Thousand Oaks, to his house. It was December of 22nd, 1984, December, like a Wednesday or Thursday afternoon. And he said, how much do you need? I said, I need a loan, you know, a personal loan. Beside, your son is going to bring $10,000. To be partner, but I need a personal loan for $25,000. And he said, sure, I give it to you. I help you, Saeed. I help you. I like you. I said, okay, thank you. And he said, I'm going to San Francisco for Christmas. You want me to give you the money now? Or you want me to give you the money when I come back? And I didn't want to push it. You know, the guy is nice now, you know. I said, no, you know, there's no rush. You go in a couple of days to San Francisco, enjoy yourself, and then come back, you know, give me the money. He said, okay, we shook hands. And Christmas night, 2:30 in the morning, I see his son knocking at the door, and he said, my dad died in San Francisco. I said, what? I said, my dad died? He says, yeah, my dad died. I said, oh, shit, you know, how the fuck am I going to start the business, you know, now? And I'm going to end the story here. There's a lot more to it, but I'm going to end it. And hope you enjoyed this talk.